Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us today. And later on in the program, we're going to be heading into the archives with a singing group that we heard opening up today's program, singing another Happy Station song, a different Happy Station song that was recorded way back in the 1950s by a group called the Sweet Sixteens. Eddie Starts recorded the program with them, or a segment on Happy Station that we will bring you today. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Anyway, let's begin with Lulu and a bit of Tossin' and Turnin'.
I couldn't sleep at all last night, just thinking of you. Baby, things were right when I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. I tossed and I turned all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I never, never did before.
Lulu doing a bit of tossing and turning, beginning today's program. Well, this week, actually, there was a story, and I'm not referring to the tragic story that happened in Brussels, Belgium, but a story actually on a much happier note, and that was the American president, Barack Obama, visiting Cuba, the first American president to visit Cuba in 88 years. So I was watching the joint press conference and joint statements that were made between Obama and the Cuban president, Raúl Castro, the brother of Fidel Castro. And the press conference was going on, and after they finished their joint statements, it was announced that they would be both taking questions from the media that was present. And all of a sudden, at one point, I heard the live interpretation, and I went, wait a second, that voice, there's something about that voice, I've heard it somewhere before. Well, it actually turned out to be a good friend of mine, Telma Rodriguez, who I worked with at Radio Havana Cuba between 1993 and 1996. She worked in the English language section and hosted a weekly program called Top Tens. And then in 2003, when I was at China Radio International, I had stepped out of CRI to go and have a bite to eat, and as I was coming back, there was a taxi that pulled up in front of the building, and I heard my name being bellowed. I think that's the proper word, bellowed, out of the back of the taxi. Keith! Really loud, not more loud than that. And I turned, and there she was, Telma Rodriguez again. Yes, she actually had arrived in Cuba, in China at that time, to work in the Spanish section of China Radio International. Anyway, we did some catching up, and then I came to her and I said, look, I have an idea, because at the time I was hosting a program on the domestic service and on the English service to Africa called Music Sans Frontières, Music Without Borders, that I presented en français and in English. And I said to her, look, Telma, I have an idea. How about you come on the show once a week and bring one of your favorite Cuban artists, every week, have a different one, and we'll do a six-minute segment. Anyway, she ended up doing that for the remainder of the time that I was at CRI, and we had a lot of fun doing it. So the next song is going to be dedicated to Thelma, and I know she's listening because I sent her an email saying, by the way, I heard you at the joint press conference between Castro and Obama. And the song we're going to dedicate to her is called, it is here. Oh, here it is. I put it down somewhere. But anyway, it's called Fabiendo by Ruben Gonzalez. Ruben Gonzalez going out to my good friend Thelma Rodriguez from my Radio Havana Cuba China Radio International days. So Thelma, it was very nice hearing you again. It was quite surprising, I have to say. It was really, really was. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And speaking of Cuba, guess what? I'm actually planning a trip to Cuba later this year. And keep our fingers crossed, we're actually planning to do a show from Havana. So we're going to call it the Happy Station Havana Show, or the Happy Havana Show Station. One of the two. Or maybe you can come up with a better one. So we're going to be doing that later this year. Now, at the beginning of the show, we played a little jingle. And it was another Happy Station song, not the one that Tom Meyer sang, but a different one that was recorded for when Eddie Starts did the program. It was by a Dutch vocal group called the Sweet Sixteens. And in 1956, Eddie Starts invited them to the Radio Nederland's studios. This is not the new studio that looked like an airplane, but the previous studio that was on Bertelaan in Hilversum, to do a program together. So, let's go back in time. I should tell you, by the way, there is a couple of Christmas songs at the end of that program, and that's only because the show was recorded just before Christmas. So, we'll call it a pre-Christmas mood, even though Christmas is quite some time away. But anyway, here's Eddie Starts and Sweet Sixteens from Radio Nederland from 1956.
Yes, friends and listeners, they are Sweet 16. And as I have promised you weeks and weeks ago, for today's pre-Christmas Happy Station program, we are presenting to you the Sweet 16s of Holland, whom you've heard so often in this program as a certain part of the Netherlands, something of the youth of Holland. I am very happy to say that they are now here in person. And I'm not fooling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take this very microphone out of its standard, and I'm going to go around and we'll ask the girls, over 30 of them, I think 33, because some have not been able to come, but most of them are all here, and I'll ask them to say their names, their first names, and I hope they will be pronouncing their names, which will be world famous, as long as they aren't already world famous. And I hope you will understand them very well indeed. I'm introducing you to the girls of Sweet 16s, saying hello to you personally.
Sjaan.
Carla.
Imkje.
Beppie.
Sonja.
Marian.
Marja.
Freddy.
Marijke.
Irene.
Yvonne.
Ank.
Annekoos.
Annelies.
Annelieke.
Betty.
Tony.
Miep.
Truus.
Riet.
Ottilie.
Wil.
Rijke.
Dini.
Jeanette.
René.
Hetty.
En Iet.
Have you counted, ladies and gentlemen? That is complete. The Sweet 16s are here under the direction of our good and mutual friend, Lex Kassemeyer, who is conducting this grand show. They're all very pretty. They are of all denominations, most of them the very slender and blonde. Some have dark hair or brown hair. There are brunettes here, and half of them are blonde, dark blonde or light blonde. They're real kids of Holland, because there's not just one certain type. They're of everything. They have a very international get-up. And these modernistic Dutch girls are here and going to give you a show now, something that couldn't be better if you would be here in person yourself. So the Happy Station, with strengthened transmitters and very good wishes for a good reception, is starting today's Sweet 16 program. Life could not better be.
Yes, oh yes, oh yes, sirree. You're right.
always, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I've been coming out of bed for this very show. I had the flu all week, and I still got it under my skin. The flu, I mean, not... in a couple of minutes, I'm getting all these girls on under my skin. Life couldn't better be. And here, to the right of me, there is the orchestra. To the left, the girls. And right in front, Mr. Kossemeyer. And I'd like to ask the girls all, is everybody happy?
Yes!
All right. Mr. Kossemeyer, take it away with the second number. Baby, let me take you dreaming. You took me dreaming, really. And now, my friends, from the happy station, we'll sound for it now, the quintet here in the studio, accompanying the Sweet 16s today. It's the quintet of Yo Boss. We have here a violin, and we have a piano, and we have a guitar, and we have the bass here, and the drums. And now, ladies and gentlemen, just like life is, up and down. Thank you. You're listening to our special pre-Christmas performance. And the Christmas songs will come a little later, ladies and gentlemen. We are still staying with the world. And how is the world today? I tell the world this is the happy station, Hilversum in Holland, with the Sweet Sixteens and the orchestra of Jo Bos, right here in the happy station studio. Now, there's one number that is very, very popular here also in Holland, and that is Willie Can. Can Willie? All right, he can. Willie can with so many nice girls around, ladies and gentlemen. And now, as our next number, by the way, this is our Christmas presentation, our Christmas present for you all, ladies and gentlemen, from the happy station, the Sweet Sixteens. Now, two of the girls are stepping to the fore, and left and right to me, in front of the microphone, there are two sweet daughters. Daughters, they're not both 16, aren't they? But anyway, they are very fine youngsters, standing in front here. Can you see them? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need television as long as you have your imagination. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, two daughters of Mr. Lex Kossemeyer, who is conducting the show. And they will sing to you, very appropriately, Sisters.
Wearing when a certain gentleman arrived from
I'm not professing that I am that man that's going to be between the two sisters, but ladies and gentlemen, with the Sweet 16s here, and to tell you that this is a very nice and live show, and I'm very glad to be here to produce it for you for the microphone of the Happy Station, I'd like to call one of the girls out who have been abroad recently in England and also in Australia, you know, and I'd like to put a few questions. She's just coming from the third row here on the stage. She's moving to the microphone here. She's a very nice, decent, and beautiful girl. You hear the girls have approval, and approval, I mean, and also criticism. Otherwise, they wouldn't be girls. So, what is your name, my dear?
My name's Rennie Fannicock.
And tell me, Rennie, you have been abroad. You have been in England and Australia, I've heard. Can you tell us something about your experiences and about your trip and about meeting those people from abroad?
I've been in Australia after the war, just after the war, and we stayed there for 1.5 years.
Well, Australia is not a land, not even a country. Yes, it is a country, but it's really a continent. Where have you been in Australia?
Oh, we've been in Brisbane, Mount Kosciuszko, Sydney, and Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. And when did you return?
In 1947.
And how did you like the Australians?
Oh, very much, as far as I do remember about it.
And have you any friends out there? Maybe you can say hello to them. They are listening.
No, I haven't got friends in Australia anymore, only in England.
All right. Then certainly you have to renew your acquaintance very soon. And in England you were too, is that right?
Yes, sir. I've been there 4 years ago for 2.5 months. And I've been this summer, last summer, for 7 weeks in London. I stayed there with my holidays.
And with your holidays?
Yes.
What have you been doing? Doing sports and going to the theater and dancing?
Yes, we went out a lot, quite a lot.
Uh-huh, dancing.
Yes.
Did you do any rock and roll down there?
No. I'm not so very good with rock and roll.
But you like dancing just the same?
Oh, yes, good.
But the best of all, I think you like singing.
Very much, yes.
Oh.
Especially the Sweet 16, of course.
All right, that's very nice indeed. Thank you for a little interview, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you also for listening. And now, whatever will be, will be.
Thank you.
Sarah, Sarah, so Doris, Het wel gezegd hebben, hè? Luisteraars, Nederlanders, landgenoten, we kunnen hier ook Nederlands spreken in dit programma, want het is een algemene werelduitzending, daar zijn die Hollanders natuurlijk ook bij. En aan boord van een van die schepen is een vader van een van die meisjes, die daar kapitein is, die kapitein aan boord van het motorschip de Eemland. Meneer de kapitein, Dini, uw dochter, Dini van Altveer, komt op het ogenblik hier bij de Sweet Sixteens voor de microfoon en wenst u behouden vaart enzovoorts.
Hallo papa, ik hoop dat u op het ogenblik luistert. Ik wens u prettige kerstdagen en een gelukkig nieuwjaar, ook van mama en Jos.
And now, you say the same thing more or less to the listeners in English, what you've said. And then they will be able to follow that too. Just say a few words, I spoke to my father.
I said to my father, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Also from mom and my brother Jos. I hope you listen at the moment.
So you hear, ladies and gentlemen, this is a bilingual show. This young girl's father is the captain on board of the Dutch ship, the Eemland, on the way to Brazil. And he is listening in to the performance of his daughter together with all these friends of hers, and the orchestra and Mr. Kassemeyer, who's conducting. This is Eddie starts speaking from the Happy Station. And now it's high time, ladies and gentlemen, to stride into that particular atmosphere at this time of the year. And we are ringing the jingle bells. I'm coming out of the sleigh, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking for the snow. And I see it's really snow around here in our imagination, because there is white Christmas here today in our studio. White Christmas. wishing you all, ladies and gentlemen, a white Christmas. And now we are winding up by presenting to you, appropriately for this time of the year and in this happy season, a selection of Netherlands Christmas carols. I'm going to announce these carols also in Dutch for the benefit of our many Dutch listeners of this program, or rather to this program. Luisteraars, Nederlanders, landgenoten, u hoort thans de Sweet Sixteens in het laatste en bekende nummer en selectie van Nederlandse kerstliederen. Onder andere, nu zijt welkomme, er is een kindeke geboren, de herdertjes lagen bij nachten, komt, verwondert u hier mensen en komt allen tezaam. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our today's special Christmas session, rather pre-Christmas, because it's still a day or two before the happy holiday season will be here. We do hope that our today's small contribution to happiness all over the world has been a little success, and we are inviting you to comment about this broadcast, because the Sweet Sixteens would very much love to hear from you. And in addition, those who conducted the show. The Sweet Sixteens were under the direction of Lex Kasemeyer, and the musical quintet was conducted by Joe Boss. We are winding up with the Sweet Sixteen signature tune.
Sweet Sixteens, recorded live on Happy Station in 1956, when the show was hosted by Eddie Starts, the creator of this program. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Let's now move to a singer, actually one of my favorite singers. He did actually a number of Christmas specials. I don't know why we're talking about Christmas at this time of year. It's really, ugh, isn't it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. He did host a number of Christmas specials, also a lot of his own television series. And I'm speaking of Perry Como, who had a lot of hits in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and continued to tour right until the very end, actually. This is one of the recordings that he made with a vocal group called the Fontaine Sisters that also appeared on his television show. And it's his big hit, Hoop-Dee-Doo. So let's all have a little bit of Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Hoop-Dee-Doo, Hoop-Dee-Doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-Dee-Doo, Hoop-Dee-Dee, this kind of music is like heaven to me. Hoop-Dee-Doo, Hoop-Dee-Doo, it's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-Dee-Doo in it tonight. When there's a trombone player, I get a thrill, I always will. When there's a concertina stretched about a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays a tune so sweet. Plays a tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
Hoop-dee-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-dee,
hoop-dee-dee,
this kind of music is like heaven to me.
Oh, hoop-dee-doo,
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 it's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
When there's a trombone playing,
ha ha ha,
gets a thrill,
I get a thrill, I always will.
He always will. When there's a concertina
stretched about a mile, I always smile,
you see him smile,
'cause that's my style.
That's the style.
When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a real high, plays a tune so sweet,
plays a tune so sweet that we could die.
Ah, yes, lead me to the floor and to hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy. Higher than a kite. We're in clover, we're in bloom. When we're dancing, give us room.
Hoop-dee-doo in it with all of our might.
Rain may fall and snow may come, nothing's gonna stop us from
hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters with a bit of hoop-de-doo. Anyway, we're now at the end of this week's program. We hope you enjoyed the show. Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. We're going to be ending today with Oscar Peterson and Lester Young with Ad Lib Blues. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pellon saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.